Good morning. S&P closes in correction territory. U.S. imposes sanctions on Russia. Futures higher heading into the open. And earnings from Lowe's, Virgin Galactic, Caesars, and Tupperware moving those stocks and much, much more. Today is Wednesday, February 23rd, and if this is your first time, my name is Mark Hodge. I'm head coach at Rockwell Trading, and on a typical morning, both Marcus and I are looking at different websites and newsletters and reports, and we're taking the most important news with 47 years of trading experience behind us, and we're going live right here to share with you what you need to know as you approach trading day. Now, if this is your first time, I know it can be a little bit overwhelming. It can be a lot. So don't worry. We'll have a special video just for you that I will link in the description here, and it's a great place to get started if you're new. Now let's go ahead and jump right to the charts here, and let's take a look at the S&P to begin with. And the S&P closing lower yesterday, again, down 1%, closing lower for 3 days straight now. This actually puts the S&P in correction territory. So if we take the record high close on January 3rd here, and we mark that, and we use this measuring tool sliding down to yesterday's close, we see it's about 10 and a quarter points below that record close, and a 10% correction or a 10% move off of the most recent high is considered a correction, and we are officially in correction territory for the S&P. Is it good? Is it bad? We'll see. We'll see. Healthy markets, sometimes corrections are a good thing to create more buying interest and allow traders to invest at lower levels. We see here that we also have some nice support around these levels. So a lot going on. We'll talk more about that. But nonetheless, the S&P closing lower yesterday, down 1%. Let's also take a look at the Dow here. The Dow closing lower for the fourth day in a row, the fourth losing day in a row, down 1.4% yesterday. And then we have the NASDAQ here also down 3 days straight, down 1.2% yesterday. So all eyes on the S&P. Are we going to now bounce out of correction territory? Is it going to get worse? A 20% pullback would be considered a bear market, so we're not quite there yet, but interesting movements in the market nonetheless. Now we'll talk a little more about futures towards the end of this video, but let's first get to Russia and Ukraine. The Russia-Ukraine situation remains in the spotlight, and looking at the Russia-Ukraine conflict, President Joe Biden announced sanctions against Russia yesterday. The sanctions target Russian banks, the country's sovereign debt, and three individuals. And today, Ukraine issued a state of emergency and urged its citizens to leave Russia. So over the last couple of weeks, this has been unfolding for a while now, but over the last couple of weeks, it did sound like Ukraine citizens, or at least the government, was optimistic that this was more posturing and an invasion wasn't imminent like some people in the West believed. But now with that state of emergency and urging citizens to leave Russia, it sounds like it could be looming, right? And there have been signs to say that for a little bit, but it could be getting a little more serious. Now, what does the Russia-Ukraine problem mean for the markets? And for why we're here, this is the bigger story. And markets do not like uncertainty. So if Russia and Ukraine go to war, it's certain to have more of an impact on the market. And that uncertainty, what's next, what's going to happen, traders and investors do not like uncertainty. And that's when money can get pulled out of the market, which leads to sell-offs. However, analysts are mixed on it, really the extent of the impact after that initial reaction. And this is where Morgan Stanley's Mike Wilson wrote that markets have already priced in a lot of the bad news and that de-escalation could spur a 5% rally in the stock market. So if things get better, if this perceived concern is alleviated, it could be that the markets rebound nicely, and he was seeing that a 5% rally in the stock market is possible. And a lot of the short-term duration or nature of this has to do with the fact that many analysts and investors expect that the situation won't last very long. On the other hand, and this is where analysts are mixed, Goldman Sachs did issue a bigger warning with their analysts forecasting a potential 6% downturn in the S&P 500 and a 9% fall in the NASDAQ if there's outright conflict in Ukraine and punitive sanctions in Russia. So we're going to have to see where things end up after the dust settles, but that issue, that concern remains in the spotlight for now. Now, with a light economic calendar today, really nothing major for Wednesday, February 23rd, we could turn our attention towards earnings. And this week, over 50 S&P 500 companies are reporting their fourth quarter 2021 earnings. Let's take a look at Lowe's, because Lowe's is definitely moving a little bit pre-market. The ticker is LOW. And Lowe's hammering out a 3% and almost a 4% gain now pre-market after the home retailer beat earnings expectations. Lowe's earned $1.78 a share. This was 7 cents better than expected. It also raised its full year forecast with demand for tools and building materials remaining high. So Lowe's pretty solid throughout the pandemic. I mean, look at this. There's the pandemic sell-off in 2020, and definitely a pandemic winner with people focusing on real estate and home improvement coming off of the highs that we saw set at the end of last year. But with the pre-market move up 4%, putting us right back into this range. So nice move for Lowe's pre-market. Let's take a look at a few others, and I want to bring up SPCE, Virgin Galactic. Virgin Galactic, it's tough to say that a 3.8% gain isn't that great, but gosh, this one all over the place. Is that a double top? I mean, sliding since mid 2021 and making lows here in January. Getting a pop there and pulling back. Earnings did help this one a little bit pre-market, up about 4%. You could say it's rocketing higher, kind of, after reporting a smaller loss than expected with an improvement in its cash position. So traders are liking earnings, but getting back to levels where SPC was trading before, not likely anytime soon. Let's take a look at another one here. This is Caesars, CZR, the ticker. Caesars Entertainment, up about 5% pre-market. Nice move for Caesars here. Caesars, the casino operator, reported a 63% jump in revenue compared with a year ago. The company also reported a smaller loss. So this is great for Caesars. And this is, you know, Marcus and I, we both still hold the position in LVS, Las Vegas Sands. And this position, we traded the wheel with this position. And this is one that we've held for months, and we're profitable with this one at this point. It's really working out nicely with this move. And that's something that we expected from the casino operators with the COVID situation improving significantly. We expect more people to be in casinos, right? And getting hit when things were bad. We went through some of these down periods, added to our position. Now turning a profit on this one. So nice to see the casinos working out a little bit better. CZR, the one with earnings today, up about 5% pre-market. We could look at STLA here. as another earnings mover, Stellantis. The automaker up nicely, up 7.5% after beating profit targets in its first year since the merger of Fiat, Chrysler, and Peugeot, which is the parent company being PSA Group. The company said that they are seeing projected benefits from the merger much sooner than expected. So that's a plus. Real nice move. I mean, this is a great stock for one that has these nice ranges and support levels. Looks like we're getting back up to $20 a share. Nice move from Stellantis, STLA being the ticker there. Let's look at another one here. Tupperware, TUP the ticker. Tupperware getting hammered pre-market, down more than 10%, putting this stock down near these lows. So they missed earnings expectations. The company's adjusted quarterly profit was 38 cents a share. This was 14 cents lower than analysts expected. So almost half as much. The company did say that they experienced challenging operating conditions in the quarter, and they did report better than expected revenue. Tupperware also noted that it saw both top and bottom line growth in 2021 despite the operating condition challenges. You know, the one thing with Tupperware is that it's always hard to find a top. All right, sorry, dad pun for you. Anyway, Tupperware getting hammered, 10% lower pre-market, and let's move over to futures, see what's going on. I'm going to bring up the E-mini S&P, and we see here that the E-mini S&P is trading about 0.75% higher from yesterday. So after closing in a correction territory, drifting higher in overnight trading, coming off of the overnight highs that were established in the European session, but finding a little bit of a range here and still higher as we approach the open. We could also take a look at NASDAQ. NASDAQ futures up 1.1%, so a little bit stronger than the S&P right now. Dow up 0.7%, so Dow also higher. So in spite of yesterday's losses, not quite erasing those losses overnight, futures are pointing to a higher start. So again, nothing on the economic calendar today. Tomorrow we do have preliminary GDP flagged as a red flag report, 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. And we'll see what the markets want to do after the S&P closes in correction territory. So that's going to do it for today's stock market update. If you like this video, if you like these updates, and if you want to thank us for your time, our time, and your time, give this video a like. Check out some of the videos that we've recorded, that Marcus has recorded. There's a lot of education on this channel. Looking forward to a great day of trading, and until tomorrow, happy trading, everybody.